It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
I've been around a lot of these guys a lot of years, and he's one of the top guys I've ever been around. And he just comes out, and it looks like he hadn't missed a day. Once Adrian got in the meeting room and we got going, that was the same feeling. And he's very comfortable with what we're doing. He retained a lot. We have new stuff in, and he, you know, was eager to get involved in that. And he's had three good days.
It's hard to believe that after what he's been through, that he wouldn't be in there sort of chomping at the bit to get back to football. We know he's football through and through. The guy reeks of football. He was born and raised in the heart and soul of football country.
You stink of football.
Texas. He's down there in Palestine, Texas, being grown up to be a football player. Chris Shad has an article today in Cold Omaha.
You see what Chris Shad really looks like if you go to 105theticket.com on Cold Omaha, that article that I sent you today.
Okay.
Down at the bottom, there is a little video that Chris Shad did.
Oh.
And I clicked on it and I watched it, and I would, darned if it doesn't sound exactly like Chris Shad sounds like on the radio.
Let's find out. Chris, are you there?
Hey, how are you guys
it
doing?
Does. You know what? It does sound
it's
just like
identical.
That.
And when he put the Vikings video up there, I think it was on purpose, but he had a purple shirt on.
I was on my way to work, which is the funny thing, because I've gotten a lot of crap for the tie, but...
What was the tie?
What's that?
What was the tie? I only noticed the shirt.
It was a purple and gray tie.
Yeah, no, you're styling, man.
Purple
that's
yellow,
fine.
But
no, that's fine.
Styling, man. You're styling. You got the goods.
Balance and profile.
High profiling at that. But yeah, twisted steel and sex appeal, Chris Shad. Hey,
Shattered.
So do you think that Adrian Peterson can come back without rust, without losing stride, and pick up where he left off?
Everything we've heard so far says that Peterson's supposedly in the best shape of his career after a year off. Yahoo's Charles Robinson said about a couple weeks ago that Peterson looked like he could rip a keg in half. Norv Turner said it looked like he didn't miss a day. You know, the real test is going to be, I think, mentally getting the playbook down, knowing the plays in Norv Turner's offense. But at the same time, too, the one play that Peterson needs to know is run for an 80-yard touchdown, really. So, I mean, it's interesting with the age, the layoff, and everything else, and we're not going to know the true answer until September 14th, week one. But, you know, for right now, it looks like all systems are go.
Talking to Chris Shad from our Cold Omaha writing team at 105theticket.com. His newest article, will year off be rest or rust for Adrian Peterson? And a couple of concerns. Obviously, a lot of people saying that he's going to run like a madman coming off the year off. And Chuck Foreman said he's going to run like a caged animal or an uncaged animal or something like that. However, it's concerning to me because in the last couple of years, when he hasn't played in exhibition games, he seems to be rusty in the first couple games of the regular season. I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, he ripped off that 80-yard run, the first touch against the Detroit Lions. But last year, he didn't look all that amazing against the St. Louis Rams. So how do we know what kind of Adrian Peterson we're going to get when it comes down to the nitty-gritty in real football games?
Well, that first game last year, the Rams actually turned out to be a pretty good defense. They have a great defensive line. They have Chris Long, Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers. I'm forgetting a big name. They're a big sack guy. Leonard Little, is that his name?
I don't think he's there anymore? I don't think he's there anymore.
Quinn.
Yeah, Quinn. Robert Quinn. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I jumped in the Wayback Machine for a second. But, I mean, St. Louis was a pretty good defense. So, I mean, to get held on 21 carries for 75 yards, it's not great, but it's not as horrible as it looks on paper. We're not going to know anything because I think it's highly doubtful that Zimmer's going to give Peterson a couple carries in the preseason. There's just too much risk. You know, if he blows a hammy on a couple carries, then it's why do you have him in there? You know, so I think, like I said, we won't know anything until week one, until really the games start counting. National TV, half of us might be asleep because it's a 9:15 start, but, you know, I think that's really going to be the true test and when we're really going to know how Adrian Peterson looks.
I think it's going to be a kind of an interesting thing to see how he times things out when he gets into a real game. I mean, they don't practice him hard. They didn't practice him hard last training camp. I was down there. They hold him out of almost all that stuff. I mean, he'll bounce around and do some things in individual drills, but he's not going to. They don't get him in the mix where he could get hurt or have that hamstring injury, like you said. It's going to be interesting to see a running back who has taken a year off and is coming back and trying out a leg that was worked as, you know, he had a surgically reattached groin coming into last season. He just played the Ram game, so we never really found out what that was going to do. So it will be interesting, and the only way to find out is to put a helmet on and go back out there and see how it holds up. 30 years old at running back. And taking a year off is not an easy thing to come back from. But if anyone can, he can.
Yeah, I think he's proven that before. I mean, he obliterated his knee and ran for 2,000 yards. I don't think he puts up those insane numbers that he did that year. But really, remember before last season, they were talking, North Turner was talking about limiting his opportunities. I mean, they're going to give him the ball a lot, but they're not going to rely on him as much as they have in previous seasons with the 400, or I don't think he ever hit 400, but he's gotten in the 350, 380 range. And I think that him and Jerick McKinnon builds well for him to age gracefully and really make the most out of the opportunities that he has.
So, Chris Shad, the new article, Will Year Off Be Rest or Rust for Adrian Peterson at Cold Omaha, a part of our writing team of Cold Omaha at 105theticket.com. Do you think Adrian Peterson is just giving the rock over and over and over again? There was a little talk about that during Norv Turner's press conference today with local media down at Winter Park. Is he the bell cow again, or because of what Matt Asiata did last year around the goal lines inside the 20s and what Jerick McKinnon, who was a rookie last year, did between the 20s that... And especially with the age of Adrian Peterson, he costs so much money, there's going to be not as many carries coming Adrian Peterson's way. They're going to use him so much more efficiently and then lean on some of the other guys too.
I think that's true. I don't think that they're going to drastically limit his touches, because basically when the game's on the line, you want the ball in the hands of your best players. Adrian Peterson's one of the best players, if not the best players on the Vikings, even at 30 years old. So the limit of his touches would just be, for lack of a better word, stupid. But, you know, you have McKinnon, who I think will kind of remain in the role that he had last year. He was featured a little bit more last year, but I think, you know, Norv Turner can open up the bag of tricks, so to speak, with McKinnon, because he's an ex-quarterback. I think we might see a couple of more flashier plays, and I think it gives Turner a lot more freedom in play calling, along with, I think that Asiata is a good spellback, but I don't see him having the major role that he had last season. I think maybe he gets a breather every once in a while if, you know, they're way ahead or something like that, but I think between Peterson and McKinnon, that's really what's going to fuel the beast, so to speak.
Chris Shad, thank you very much. Your article, very interesting article, and one that will be fun to see play out, because I think it's going to play out well. Just when you think you're handing Adrian another challenge or another obstacle to overcome, he'll probably smash it and run right through it. So I mean, I don't doubt that. I think that he'll probably come back, and like no other back in the NFL's history, come back after a year and just destroy the field again. I'm quite sure of it. But as long as his body holds up, thanks, Chris, and we'll have you back. I'm sure sometime soon.
Not a problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate
boy.
It, everybody. We got a little Mike's break coming up. Oh, by the way, caller number 15 at 651-989-9105 wins a pair of tickets to see the St. Paul Saints play the Joplin Blasters this Monday.
Oh, the Joplin Blasters?
We're going to be there. Yeah, we're going to be there.
Holy smokes.
Hell yeah. I mean, June 8th at the new CHS Field in Lower Town. So caller number 15 gets tickets at 651-989-9105. Come on back. It's Mike's break. Look out. Dealer's choice again.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Then, pow, all at once.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
If you have a telescope, Uranus is visible, too.
You need serious professional help.
We don't have them.
We don't have a bull.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a cow.
Because people like to say salsa.
Salsa. People I'm
love,
one of them.
People love saying salsa.
We I get a little carried away. Sometimes.
We don't have a bull. We have a cow. but crap the bed. Crap the damn bed. What do you think is going to happen in the NBA Finals?
Oh, I can't tell you because it's a secret.
Because it's a salsa
because
secret.
Because people like to say secrets.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm pretty excited, to be honest. It seems like it's been forever since the conference finals.
I know it. Take forever off.
Now LeBron James, I haven't watched, and you know that I'm a big LeBron James fan.
I know you are. So am I.
And I've watched religiously the Miami Heat series for the last probably 3-4 years. And I haven't been watching it all because I absolutely despise Kevin Love, and I think he's just a complete little wienerhead.
He's a jack.
Wienerhead.
A
and
jackass.
So it took me a while. I didn't watch any Cleveland Cavalier games this year at all because of Wienerhead. So sick of him, so over him, just want nothing to do with him, even when we talk about little possible things in sillier side of sports, or we talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Kevin Love said this, and then LeBron James responded to this. LeBron James constantly giving him a smackdown. I loved it. A verbal smackdown.
Gave him a few. Some verbal assault.
Kevin Love would say things like, Russell Westbrook should be the MVP of the league. I don't care if you think that. You've got the best player in the NBA right now.
No question.
Or one of the best players in the history of the NBA and your team.
Yeah.
You don't say stuff
no.
like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he had to, though.
Of course he
because
did.
Because his ego is so big.
Then he said the other day, I think it was like a week or so ago, that, I'd be interested in looking at Los Angeles next year. You know, he's a free agent. Team is going to, I don't care if you're playing or not, the team that you're on
don't
right now.
Don't say anything until you're done.
Just shut your freaking yap. And then the other day said he looks forward to playing with the Cleveland Cavaliers next year. Well, he's
okay.
Not under contract for next year.
Mm.
And if the Cleveland Cavaliers win the championship, I can't imagine they're going to sign him.
It's a lot of money.
Screw him.
And why? Why would you need him?
They don't need him.
Yeah, all that money. No, they can do it without him. They're proving that right now.
I would say he just gets in the way. Tristan Thompson, a guy that I've been a big fan of, is obviously can't spread the floor like Kevin Love can, but he's nitty-gritty down there, down and dirty, which I feel it has been one of the things that have pushed a LeBron James team over the edge because they haven't necessarily over the hump. They haven't necessarily had that. LeBron didn't have that down in Miami. It was supposed to be Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is the softest NBA player there ever was, in my opinion. If you have a big guy, that's why I want Karl-Anthony Towns for the Timberwolves. A guy down there that will give you some elbows, be a big body, grab some rebounds, play some sort of defense whatsoever.
Yeah, play with some heart.
That's what Tristan Thompson's good at. You need that down there.
And Kevin Love. He's going to talk about his situation, what he intends to do next year, maybe even let the cat out of the bag and just go ahead and just say maybe Los Angeles, maybe Boston. We don't care about you. Like, I know you care about you. That's why we got rid of you here, because you only cared about Kevin Love. But just imagine what Cleveland must be thinking right now, because they made that trade and they gave up Andrew Wiggins. Would there have been a conflict with Andrew Wiggins, with LeBron James, and with Kyrie?
What do you mean a conflict?
With Kyrie? Well, I mean, would it be they see the stud horse coming up in Andrew Wiggins?
Mm-hmm.
Does that disrupt the balance and the chemistry of LeBron and Kyrie?
It wouldn't have.
I don't think so either.
No, not at all. In fact, I would have said that the backcourt would have been just phenomenal. I know they have, they traded away Deion Waiters, and they have J.R. Smith and Imam Shumpert, but think about this, though. A starting lineup of Kyrie Irving at point guard, Andrew Wiggins at shooting guard. I know he plays small forward for us.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Oh, man,
small forward. Yeah. Holy
I don't know. It would be unstoppable. What is Cleveland thinking right now that this is already said and done and Andrew Wiggins is happily signed as a Minnesota Timberwolf and said he doesn't want to go anywhere ever again? He wants to stay right here with the Minnesota Timberwolves. What must they be thinking with LeBron back? And they had Kyrie. They had Kyrie already, but they also had Andrew Wiggins in hand. How about that?
I wouldn't have traded that. But at the same time,
wow,
LeBron James wanted Kevin Love. You have to do what LeBron James wanted, because there was that letter. Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, wrote the letter when LeBron James left to go to Miami, and there were the hurt feelings on both sides, and Cleveland burning LeBron James jerseys, and now he's coming back. You had to discuss and say, LeBron James probably had to say, look, here's the deal. I want certain guys. I'll come back if you make this and this happen, and you have to do it. You have to.
Yeah, of course.
And he wanted LeBron James, but at the same time, you look at what happens when certain players, the best players in your team, start saying, I want that guy on my team. I want that guy on my team. As much as I love Kevin Garnett, he was doing that his first run with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the reason why we had Troy Hudson signed to a massive contract and why some of these players on the team weren't necessarily getting it done.
Unbelievable.
You can't let your star players pick the players.
I've also been told that Kevin Garnett was not close to Chauncey Billups, and that was why Chauncey took off and left.
Probably.
I mean, can you imagine that we had Chauncey Billups? I mean, he was all world by the time he got to Detroit.
Well, he's a great
leader. Two titles,
and
he's a great leader, and like 100% from the line. He never misses a free throw.
Instead, let's keep Troy Hudson.
Yeah, let's keep him.
Spends a lot of his time making rap albums.
Well, yeah, he made albums. Great rap producer is what he was.
I don't know. I think it's crazy.
I give up. I totally give up on how things have been done here with the Timberwolves. Not recently. I think it's been brilliant.
Until
the 25th of June, when they can choose between those two big guys and make this team a much better team no matter what they do there. But if they go with the third choice,
I would say if they go with any other choice besides Carl Anthony Towns. Really, it's hands down. You read, you see, you do anything. I was reading something yesterday where Flip Saunders still in love with Jahlil Okafor. However, the rest of his team, the rest of his scouting team, and the rest of the people that are around him down at Target Center or across the street at Block E, their new offices, are begging him to not make the wrong move and to just take Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, don't get cute with it.
I can't remember who we were talking to. Don't get too don't outsmart yourself. Don't get too cutesy. Don't get.
Sidney Lowe and Sam
Mitchell, but most of the scouting all those guys are, which I would imagine is his son and David Adelman and some of these other guys too. And let me see if I can find the article.
It's incredible. I mean, I don't care. I mean, as long as we don't take the kid from Ohio State, the point guard,
D'Angelo Russell.
Russell.
If we needed a point guard, sure, I'd say grab him. But that's not the case. We don't need.
What would
one.
Be wrong with getting him now, though, because of what Rubio's been going through? With all the injuries, and he's never out there ever.
But
ever.
I think he would have been out there last year if there was a team. I think he would have been out there in previous seasons if there was a team that was going to go for the playoffs. But when you have the guy that could, let's just be honest, he's the face of the franchise right now. Andrew Wiggins is coming up.
Oh, I think Andrew is.
Right. At a 19, 20-year-old, I would say Andrew Wiggins sure is coming up, going to be the face of the franchise. But you ask anybody around town, everybody knows who Ricky Rubio is.
Of course they do. I knew that. But
he's the face of the franchise right now. Andrew Wiggins is going to be the face of the franchise. And whoever they draft is probably going to be a complimentary piece
to
Andrew Wiggins.
But you don't think, though, with all the games that was missed by Rubio this time around and with the kind of season Andrew Wiggins had, that he's not suddenly that face of the franchise right now? I mean, neither one is a bad answer. I think they both are, kind of. But Rubio cannot stay out there. And you know what? I think he's aging fast. I think Rubio is getting old fast. He used to be the kid, this young kid from Spain that we were waiting with David Kahn to finally get over here if he was going to come at all. And I mean, he seems to be aging quickly into an older body. I don't know. That's just me.
I'd still say Ricky Rubio is probably the face of the franchise right now. He's got the big money. He's got the name. All the ladies love him.
What about Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett's not the face of the franchise. Kevin Garnett's like the grandpa of the franchise. Love him to death. Absolutely love him to death. I think he's going to be great.
What about Pekovic? Isn't he
God.
He's the face of the franchise, I think.
Get out of here.
Bennett? Okay.
Sometimes I just don't like you very much.
I can tell. I think, do we have, no, we don't have time for that.
We have time for whatever you want.
I need to get some more tickets done here, too.
Tickets? Do some tickets?
Yeah, I'm going to do some tickets right now. Hold on while you're looking that up. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Twins game. So here we go. I'll tell you pretty soon. Okay. Now listen up closely, kids. Caller number 15 at 651-989-9105 wins a pair of tickets to see the Twins play the dirty, disgusting, boner-hungry Milwaukee Brewers this Sunday at Target Field. Caller 15 gets the tickets. I don't know. I just made it up. 651-989-9105 to see your Twins beat down the disgusting, boner-hungry Milwaukee Brewers this coming Sunday at Target Field. So do not miss an opportunity to call in for those tickets. Be caller number 15. Good luck, Sissy Pants. You find it?
Can't talk to you right now.
Well, you better start talking, young man. You had best start talking. I think it's going to be fun to watch this upcoming season. Can you imagine Cat in the lineup?
Just call him what his
Carl
name
Anthony
is.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Towns.
I mean, yeah,
we're going to
get him.
Amazing. Towns, by the way, has no preference between the Los Angeles Lakers or the Minnesota Timberwolves. Projected to go number one overall. He says, no. The biggest thing is, as a little kid, you always just want to be part of the NBA, the greatest fraternity in the world. That's all I want to do. I just want to be able to have my name in the NBA and be able to wear a jersey with my name on the back. That's the biggest thing. I don't care where I play. I could play anywhere. As long as I have a home, I can't wait to play.
It's a good attitude.
He's just trying to get his schedule together. He's only going to meet with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Los Angeles Lakers. Not going to meet with any other teams whatsoever.
So, I mean, an interesting chain of events here before too much longer, come June 25th. Who do you get to win this this series, by the way, the finals? I mean, are you big on the idea that Kyrie can at least help LeBron enough to get it done?
Who do I want to win or who do I think is going to win?
Who do you want to win? Are you a big Steph Curry fan?
No, I mean, yes, I love Steph Curry, but I want LeBron James, and this may sound weird, but I want LeBron James to win every championship every single year. And I don't know why that's the case. When people started hating LeBron James when he went to the Miami Heat, I didn't understand. I get the fact that I got it. I understood if he left Minnesota for Miami Heat for that. I completely understand that. But I still love watching him play. Doesn't remind me of necessarily Michael Jordan, but he just is. He's a man among men.
Of course he is.
Among boys.
Amongst boys. He makes it look like boys, but he's from
him.
There.
I love
he's
him
from
so
there.
Much. Love watching him play. I want Cleveland
to win.
He's from
Akron. He left him.
What a story it would be for him to come home and win a championship without Kevin Love. It'd be just another craw in the face of Kevin Love. I don't care if Kevin Love gets a championship ring. He didn't do anything for it.
No.
Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry to death. I like Klay Thompson.
I do too.
His dad played for the Lakers? It was the Lakers. I really like, I mean, back in the day and over winter when I had NBA 2K15, I believe it was, I was playing with the, because I think they have a well-rounded team, the Golden State Warriors. But you think about it, both cities are so championship hungry, whether it be Oakland or Cleveland, both dumps, both armpits of America when you think about it.
I totally agree with that. Didn't he play for, LA, didn't he? Thompson?
Yeah. Michael Thompson?
Michael Thompson. Sure did. Son of a buck.
We
tried to get his kid over here, too, with that love thing, yeah.
Did he play for the Gophers?
I think he played for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Maybe in the same time frame as Kevin McHale.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope, I'm not kidding. David
he
Thompson.
Turned to hum.
Oh, wait, David Thompson.
No, it's Michael Thompson.
It was Michael that played here, or David? Okay.
Yeah, the Gophers 1974 to 1978. First round pick, number one overall. From the Gophers. The Gophers had a number one overall pick. I had no idea. Michael Thompson.
Stud horse.
Good Lord. So who do you think? I didn't even ask
I think,
you.
Well, I think it's the team is everything. Team gets it done normally.
Yeah, Golden State.
I mean, but if anyone can do it, LeBron James, he's a monster. I went to a game where the Miami Heat were here in town, and I had to see LeBron play live. I'd seen Michael Jordan play here live. I'd seen,
Kobe.
Everyone play here. Yeah, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't seen LeBron yet, so I'm like, I got to go do this. I was at the game with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and
Dennis Rodman
when he kicked the cameraman. I was there when he kicked the cameraman out of bounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve you had Rodman. Seats right by there, too, didn't you?
I was actually up a little higher.
Okay.
But it was we saw it from there, and I'm like, man, something happened with Rodman just now. I was sitting there with my son, Steve.
That was another player I loved, Rodman. Too.
Oh, I loved
God,
Rodman.
I loved that.
I did. I did, too. So, anyway, I went and watched the Heat when they came to town. I had really good seats. And to watch LeBron James get up and down the floor, he's just got this bounce. He's floating effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just amazing the power that comes out of that body when he decides, you know what, I'm going to take the ball to the hole, I'm going to take it to the rim and jump, and he explodes and just gets as high as he needs to be to get over everybody and dunk the ball. It's an amazing thing, athletically speaking. Coming from football and watching great athletes all the time, I think he falls into that category of greatest athletes I think I've ever seen live is LeBron James.
Even more than Michael Jordan?
athletically, they're both very much. I think LeBron is the bigger, more powerful athlete
than Michael
Jordan. But no, I mean, Jordan had other stuff that he did too that was fantastic, phenomenal. Yeah. I don't know if he could get off the floor like LeBron, though. I'm not sure he could. Athlete wise, Randy Moss, Barry Sanders, Randall McDaniel. I mean, those were great athletes. Just great, great, great athletes. And LeBron was just a joy to watch. He was fun to watch. He made a signal over to the bench that he was going to go do something. I don't know how, but he signaled the coach over on the bench and that he was going to let it rip for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then he wanted out of the game.
Let it rip? What do you mean,
let it rip? He was going to put on a show because they were killing us. And he got the nod from who was the black coach that they had before? I'm pretty sure it was with the Miami Heat, right before the young guy.
No, they didn't have an African-American coach. That was Cleveland.
No. It was with the Heat when he was here.
The Miami Heat did not have an African.
I thought they did.
Eric Spoelstra has always been the coach.
Always since he was down there?
Since he was down there.
Right. I know one thing. When he decided he was going to go for it and start putting on a show, he put on a show, and when he went over and sat down, they gave him a standing ovation.
I bet they did.
I mean, he was doing everything on both sides of the floor just to have one last burst before he came out of the game for good. Mm. And it was amazing. It was totally amazing. I'm glad I went to that game. Have you ever seen, someone that you just can't believe when you see him live in person?
You're right there with LeBron James. I mean, there's no question about that. And Randy Moss, those two. Brett Favre was another one that I was like, I cannot believe he's in a Minnesota Viking uniform and I'm sitting here watching this. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
When I was at the Metrodome once covering a game, I came back up the chute from down below to get up to the press box. So they have all kinds of tunnels. It's like the old Metrodome was like a catacomb of just hallways and different tunnels and stuff like that. So I come up under the bleachers. The game is almost ready to start. And some of the players are coming down from the visiting locker room playing Detroit. And Calvin Johnson walks down. Calvin Johnson walks down, and I'm right next to him. I mean, he stops, and before he goes down, he's adjusting his gloves and getting something together, and he's just standing there. And I'm like, I cannot believe that's a wide receiver. I can't believe it's a wide receiver. It was stunning. He was a statue. He was like 6 feet seven, 6'6", whatever he is, and 245.
So they call him Megatron. He's not a human being.
An absolute animal.
And then you add all the pads and the helmet on top of everything. And the guy is a monster.
Cleats on the concrete floor surface that we were on, and he was a monster. And I thought he might be the fastest guy down the field outside of Adrian. He might be the fastest. I think I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just amazing when you see those guys live. Come on back, though. We're going to take one last break, and then we're going to come back and give you the sillier side of sports and a true superstar. That'll be great, right? Sillier side of sports, a lot of fun. Unless you don't have anything.
I've got stuff.
Well, then we're going to do that next.
A sports flash there, but it didn't work, so I apologize to you, superstar.
That's right.
Damn thing!
Yeah, it's all excuses are good excuses, none are accepted.
Oh, well. Probably my fault. Sillier side of sports.
Oh, it was your fault, all right.
I'm sure it probably was.
Salsa.
Because people like
it. Some people like to say salsa. I'm one of those.
Some celebrities, athletes, politicians, coaches took time out of their busy schedule to honor the NYPD cops who aren't busy killing other people and breaking NBA players' legs, by the way.
Wow.
They had a softball get-together. Chris Christie, you know him? He's chubby.
He's fat.
He looks like if you put two George Costanzas together. I'm going to show you pictures. You can find this on Deadspin, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Look at him playing softball.
What's wrong?
Look at that. And then there's that third picture. He's in like tight baseball clothes.
Don't do it. He shouldn't have done that.
If that guy wants to run for president, why would he do that to himself?
That's, you know what? He makes Babe Ruth look svelte and just dynamic and like the biggest athlete we were talking about, like Calvin Johnson. He makes Babe Ruth looked like Calvin Johnson.
Is a heck of a fupa going on.
Wow, look at that
huge
thing. Son of a...
I mean, seriously, I don't want to make fun of people that are bigger. I've been bigger before.
Well, just don't.
It happens, but seriously, if you're going to run for president, why would you put yourself in that situation? He is a fool, and I don't want to talk about politics or anything, but when he was... He's a governor of New Jersey, where there two NFL football teams play. And he was in Jerry Jones' owner's box during the NFL playoffs. He's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, side-humping him. I mean, the guy, if you agree or disagree with his politics, I don't really know that much about him, to be honest, but...
That's bad.
The guy looks like a buffoon just in the pictures and things that we see.
We're just talking about a guy playing softball, okay? He's in a softball uniform. But y'all got to go check this out. I mean, the pants. Where... Number one, where did they get a pair of pants that he could even get on that tight? Those things are enormous, and they're skin tight.
But his throwing motion looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, he doesn't have
looks
a bad...
Looks like he's got a pretty decent throwing motion, but
maybe
look at him
so.
Trying to hit in that top picture. It's not good.
And it's horrible, and I think that he...
Just Google it. Chris Christie baseball.
It makes him look like he's throwing the baseball down about two or three pictures below the one that you showed me where he's actually trying to hit the ball. But, it's really him taking the ball away from somebody else and attempting to eat it. He's going to eat it. Chris Christie, back away from the donuts.
He had that surgery, too, and it just didn't... I don't think it worked necessarily.
I think he stapled himself to like a buffet. Where he can stand and eat all day.
They were playing...
I'm done making fun of people.
They were playing
I'm
softball
a
at...
who cares?
Yankee Stadium. It happens. I love food with the best of them.
Don't tuck the jersey out.
But I would never wear that outfit.
And the belt on those pants.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
It looks like the equator.
He has the baseball pants on. And he has the pants pulled up past his belly button.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
If you don't put it over the belly button, they'll fall off. They'll fall down if they go below the round, the biggest roundest spot. They'll fall off him.
I don't know. I feel bad for the guy. According to TMZ, Bruce Jenner was getting around $25,000 per speaking gig back in the day when he was a he. Now that he's a she, Caitlyn is getting $100,000 per speaking engagement to be a motivational speaker. $100,000 every time he goes out there. That's like presidential money. When former presidents go out and speak.
That's pretty big, but I mean...
It's huge.
We know that she'll be able to speak. I mean, he was always a great speaker. Mm-hmm. They said he was one of the better motivational speakers on the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
The college circuit. He went everywhere and did that. He was a good speaker. I mean, I'm sure that... All things being changed the way they have, I mean, that can't change. I mean, the ability to speak and to convey a message and to motivate, certainly in this day and age, with the choices he's made and so many other people, millions of other people wanting to do the same thing, I mean, he's inspirational.
Is it indecent exposure if he exposes his breasts?
Yes.
It is.
I would say yes.
Is it indecent exposure if you expose your breasts?
Yes.
No, it is not.
Yeah, because I, well.
But you have some boobs that can dance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do, people go crazy.
I know they do.
Yeah, they do.
I
don't even know what I'm saying. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Sillier side of sports as we wrap up the show. As if there aren't enough players already being fined for their actions on and off the field in the NFL, Von Miller has found a new reason to pay up. He's been farting in meetings.
Who doesn't?
And the Denver Broncos are fed up with Von Miller and his disruptive behavior during team meetings, and they fined him for farting.
We used to do that every day in the meeting room with the offensive lineman. Every time you do it, it's $5 in the lineman kitty,
mm-hmm.
and you would take that money out, and at the end of the year, you would go buy dinner, and everyone would go to dinner because there was that much money in there.
Yeah, a lot of farting going on.
No trouble, yeah, oh yeah.
According to Nikki Javala, she says Von Miller said the Broncos have a fine system for farting in meetings, said he thinks he's been fined the most. Quote, they can't fine me if I get up and walk away. It's not healthy. I keep trying to tell them it's not healthy if I just sit there and hold it in.
Correct.
Nobody in the world does that. I just do it more than the average person.
Probably a pretty good indication that Vonnie has a good diet. He has a healthy diet. He's eating what he should eat.
Good Lord. How does your wife live with you? Do you do it around your wife? You don't do it around your wife.
I don't have to answer any of these questions.
You don't fart around your wife? You fart on the radio, but you won't fart in front of your wife. That's the case.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
What do you mean that's embarrassing?
Well, it's unhealthy, as we mentioned in Vonnie Miller's case, to hold them back like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, sometimes I have to get up and go take a walk outside.
You can't fart in your own house in front of your wife.
I'm shy about it.
Yeah, you're really shy. You do it on the radio to hundreds of thousands of people at a time.
Call me. Tweet us here at 105. The ticket. Tweet me with your thoughts and your advice as to whether or not that's a safe thing to do at home, or a natural thing, or an appropriate thing to do in front of your spouse. Because I don't know. Like, I can't do it. I just can't make
it. What do you mean you can't do it?
Well, I feel like a pig. I just do. I can't do that around
the house. Does she fart in front of you?
No. I don't think she farts. I don't think she ever has.
If you can't fart in front of your wife, how do you?
It's very hard for me to hold back because I fart a lot.
I know you do. And what about at night when you're sleeping? You've got a lesson blow.
Well, she came in one morning. She leaves earlier than I do now. And she said that, whether you know it, Mike, you let out a sound that sounded like a trumpet that lasted like 10 seconds. And I don't doubt that. I know that probably is the case. And I look, this is the sillier side of sports, so we can talk about this kind of thing, I think. And it just happens. It's a human thing, and I've got it worse than most.
You do have it worse than most.
I fart a lot. Big ones.
I hear them on the radio.
Like a farm animal. Horse. We don't have a cow. That's all I got.
I'm literally flabbergasted that you can't pass gas in your own house in front of your wife.
It's not that I can't. I just don't. I don't feel comfortable doing it. You guys do that? I mean, give us a tweet or email Ben.
I'm ripping up everything I've ever known. God, I wish I could just give up anyway.
I can't do it in front of any family. My mom and my dad, I could never do that in front of my mom and dad.
What do you mean you can never do it? You can never fart in front of your parents?
Uh-uh.
What?
Growing up? No, I get my ass kicked.
Really? I'm not talking at the dinner table, but hanging out in the house.
Like Mike. That was curbed at a very early age. Couldn't do it. I think that's why I'm a rebel. I think that's why I do it so much now. I don't know what the deal was.
I need a break. From you.
I need a break from this whole thing. And I'm sorry this had to come out, everybody. But it had to be discussed. It had to be talked about. We can go into this again a little bit tomorrow if we have to. So call, tweet, whatever you want to do.
We got to go.
I've got a true superstar pick. So let's end this thing on the right note and do it with some decency. The true superstar for the day is Army Captain Marcus A. Alford. He was 28 years of age from Knoxville, Tennessee. He was assigned to the 1st Squadron, 230th Cavalry Regiment, Tennessee National Guard, Louisville, Tennessee. He died February the 21st in Qayyarha, I believe it is, Qayyarha, Iraq. Wounds sustained when his OH-58D Kiowa Warrior helicopter had a bad landing and lost his life in that. Army Captain Marcus R. Alford is my true superstar. Remember him in your hearts and prayers. Good night.
Lay me down in the Colgrin, where many men have gone. In the